or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up.
President Oprah Winfrey, reports are it could happen after she delivers a politically charged speech at last night's Golden Globes.
It will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, me too.
As the hashtag Oprah 2020 goes viral, friends close to Winfrey say she is considering a run if that's what the people want. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For residents of Southern California, if it's not one thing, it's another. Some of the people who have already had to evacuate recently because of a massive wildfire are now under mandatory evacuation orders in Santa Barbara County because of a serious storm headed their way. Officials say flash floods, mud, and debris flows could happen with little or no warning, and it's likely to be made even worse after the devastation from that huge fire. The storm's expected to hit the area later today. A temporary immigration status, which has permitted over 250,000 Salvadorans to stay in the U.S. legally for nearly 20 years after an earthquake, will be ended by the Trump administration. The announcement expected today from the White House that it will terminate temporary protected status, or TPS, for those immigrants by September 9th of 2019. That according to Politico. It would mean the legal status is being extended by 18 months, but will be ending by that date next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
The Department of the Interior replacing an Obama administration policy that suspended development of offshore oil and gas resources, replacing it with a plan that essentially opens up all of the nation's outer continental shelf to energy exploration and production. A draft five-year proposal is calling for 47 lease sales in 25 of 26 planning areas. That includes 12 sales in the Gulf of Mexico, 19 in the Alaska region, 7 sales in the Pacific region, and 9 in the Atlantic region. The Center for Biological Diversity is calling the plan appalling. It predicts it will lead to disasters like the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The American Medical Association releasing its National Economic Impact of Physicians. USA Radio's John Clemens reports on the report.
The study by the American Medical Association reports the nation's physicians support 12.5 million jobs, contributing $2.3 trillion in economic activity. AMA President Dr. David Barb tells us this makes the nation's almost 737,000 patient care physicians great economic drivers.
Between the direct economic impact of the practice and the downstream economic impact, in total, physicians really are a great economic driver for their communities reason for their states.
I'm John Clemens.
And remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Weather this afternoon, snow and sleet lightly before 4 p.m., then snow possibly mixed with freezing rain and sleet. High near 30, southwest wind around 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Little or no ice accumulation expected. Total daytime snow and sleet accumulations of less than a half inch possible. Tonight, snow likely, mainly before 9 p.m. mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Southwest wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. West wind 6 to 9 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, a slight chance of freezing rain between 8 p.m. and midnight. Then a slight chance of rain after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 31 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 20 degrees. Thursday, a chance of rain after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 47. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Thursday night, rain mainly after 6 p.m. Low around 42. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is Tracy Ivey. Larry Cartwright, my co-host, is off today. This is NAMI's Hour, courtesy of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a chapter in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the county, in the country, and overseas. In Hunterdon, we are all volunteers. We have no office and no paid staff, and we work out of our homes. We try to help people with mental illness, get them to the right area of treatment. We also run support groups and have a 12-week family-to-family class for an in-depth look at mental illness. Everything we do is free. If you need more information, you can call us at 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but someone checks the phone at least twice a day. And we promise we will get back to you as soon as possible. Our guests today are from the Good News Home for Women, and they just got settled into their chairs. So we're going to give them a minute and go to commercial, and we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Okay, I'm going to start that over because I don't think my microphone was turned up high enough. Our guests today are from the Good News Home for Women in Flemington, New Jersey, a residential substance abuse program to overcome drug addiction and other destructive behaviors. We have with us Maria Sivos, who is a supervising house manager for the Good News Home for Women. We have Jacqueline and Jennifer. Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Maria, let's start with you. Could you tell us more about the work you do and what the goals of the program are?
What I do at the facility is I manage the facility to make sure the needs are met of the women and also the needs of the facility in regard to... Basically, what I do at the program is I meet the needs of the women at the program and the needs of the facility in regard to maintenance and the upkeep of the program, and supervise monitors who work along with the women at the residential part. I do a lot of different things for the facility in regard to treatment, making sure the women get to where they need to be and go, in regard to their treatment plans and other places that they attend that we collaborate with to get the women's needs met. Sometimes we'll transport the women to other places in the community, in areas that we may not have individuals who would be able to assist them with. Mm-hmm. And so we collaborate with different places to make sure the women get their needs met during the course of the time that they're there, hopefully. We provide treatment for the women, long-term and short-term. Long-term is anywhere up to 18 months, and short-term is up to 90 days. We have a curriculum that runs Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning until sometimes 4:30 in the afternoon, aside from other activities the women attend in the evenings. They go to AA, NA meetings in the community. They also go to Christian 12-step. We have individuals who come in fellowship with the women. We go to various places in the evening upon invite with different organizations, churches, and other establishments.
So you mentioned Monday through Friday. What happens on weekends?
On the weekends, the women have the Y that they go to in the morning. They have sometimes volunteers who come in and bring in an activity or to fellowship with the women at the house. During the afternoon, we have a family program that runs twice a month and is open to the community for family members or anyone who's in need of getting educated in the area of alcohol and the disease of addiction. We have Nancy Wilk, who runs the family program. It's free, doesn't cost anything to attend. And again, it's open to the community and the family members. We help educate family members and individuals seeking help for themselves about the disease of addiction and alcoholism so that they know how to best support a person who may be in treatment or may be in need of treatment and they're looking for a place to help a person get to.
A quick question. Well, you mentioned the programs for the family are free. Is everything free for the people who live in the home? Or
we have a sliding scale available to women who are considered indigent or don't have a source of income. And the sliding scale varies depending on what the income is.
Okay.
It can be a couple of $100 a month. That's just a fraction of what it costs receive the treatment a person is in need of. We rely heavily on donations from the various churches, the community, and other businesses, aside from receiving partial assistance from the state to help keep our doors open for the women who are seeking treatment.
Great. Okay, so Jacqueline.
Yes,
let's talk to you and tell us a little bit about your story. How long have you been at the Good News Home for Women?
I've been at the Good News Home for Women for, I believe, for almost 2 months now.
Okay.
I've been there before. I'm 24 years old.
Okay.
I have been to 26 different other programs. And to be honest, the Good News Home has been the only one to make an impact in my life.
That is an amazing testament right there.
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. The Good News Home for Women just became, the people there, the staff, kind of became like family to me. You know, I can tell that they actually care. You know, they don't, you're not just another number. Like, you are in a lot of institutionalized facilities. You know, a lot of places state ran and things like that have 50 other women, 60 women. You know, it's in a hospital setting, and, you know, you have a bracelet on. And like I said, you're just another number.
You feel more like a patient, I guess, rather than a person.
Yes, yes, okay. More like a patient. This is this only houses up to 12 women, and okay. You get very individualized attention.
Wow.
You know, there's always someone there that if you need to talk to, if you can't sleep at night, someone that you can speak to. You know, and they get to know your family, they get to know you, and they genuinely care. You know, I've never been to any other place like that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you've been to a number of other facilities. What exactly are you dealing with?
I'm addicted to heroin.
Okay.
And I have been using, you know, other substances and drinking since I was 12 years old.
Okay.
And I've been in and out of programs since I was 14 years old.
Right.
You know, I tried my first drink when I was about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I got drunk for the first time when I was 12, and it's been kind of downhill ever since then. My addiction progressed very quickly, first to alcohol, then to any other substance that was put in front of me. And I just didn't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of things went out of control. I was homeless for a while. I'm originally from Bergen County.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, which is right next to Patterson. I was, you know, living in Patterson for a little while. So yeah, when I finally hit my bottom and I found this place, it was like a whole new world to me coming here,
mm-hmm.
Being in Flemington, you know, mm-hmm. I'm from close to the city. So this was all very, very new and very different for me.
I'm sorry, you said you weren't from Patterson, you were from Bergen County.
Bergen County,
so
yes.
So you were sort of grew up in a suburban area?
Yes, I did. But where I grew up, it's 10 minutes from Patterson.
Right, okay.
So I did grow up very close. There were 15 mm-hmm. minutes from the bridge to New York City.
Right.
So we were a lot in the city and in things like that. And, you know, since I was running with the wrong crowd,
mm-hmm.
You know, my scenery wasn't the great suburban lifestyle that
right.
that everyone envisions.
Were you able to finish high school?
I did not. I got mm-hmm. my GED.
Okay.
I dropped out of high school when I was 17 because I kept getting suspended. I was, you know, like I said, in and out of programs for not being there. I got arrested. I was on probation when I was 16. I was on the ankle bracelet for a while. It's just been a downward spiral for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this program being faith-based, it wasn't an attraction in the beginning. It meant nothing.
Okay.
When I was first coming here, because I was very angry with God and very angry with the way that my life was going.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it changed a lot after being there.
Maria, could you tell us a little bit more about the faith-based aspect? What's involved?
We're essentially a non-denominational program,
okay.
even though we're Christian-based. And what that entails is we have a spiritual counselor
okay.
that the women meet with once a week. There is a Bible study class that's a part of the curriculum that the women attend,
mm-hmm.
aside from various churches that the women go to in the community upon invite. And the reason we do that is due to the fact that the 12-step program entails a lot of what is taught in the Bible. We don't superimpose our belief on the women. What we essentially do is we help each individual find their own personal relationship with God as they understand God to be for them, and in hopes that they find a church that they feel comfortable with, that they can, should they choose to become a part of once they leave the program or even while they're there, so that they have a foundation to step out onto and another source of reaching out that they can fellowship with also.
Okay, so Jacqueline, you said that when you first got there, the faith-based aspect meant nothing to you.
Yes, I was coming. I found this place, and the attraction to me was that it was an hour and a half away from everything that I knew. That I wasn't going to be able to hop on a bus and, you know what I mean, go leave or anything like that. And that would be in the middle of nowhere with, you know, not being able to let my mind take the best of me and, you know what I mean, and make the decision to leave. I did. I came in very angry, you know, I didn't want to hear anything about God. I didn't want to learn anything. I've never picked up a Bible before. I didn't grow up in the church. You know, my family's Catholic, but I'm from Colombia. After we moved to the United States, we never went to church or anything like that, with the language barrier. And I didn't really know much about it. And after being here, I became more accepting and started to learn a little bit. I saw some of the women that were in the program longer have this spirituality about them that that just enlightened them and made all their sorrows kind of lessen and make their life just a little bit easier. And I wanted that, and I wanted to feel like that. And so I started being open to the idea, and, you know, I love going to church on Sundays. You know, I like learning new things about the Bible and, you know, God's love for us. It's comforting, you know, coming from such a dark place and coming into a house like this and being taught all these things. And, you know, it made a huge difference in my life.
I'm going to jump over to Jennifer, who's been very quiet over here. Since we're talking about the whole religious aspect, how did that apply to you?
Well, for me, I did grow up in a church. I've always believed in God. I kind of did the foxhole prayer. I would pray to him when I was in trouble to please get me out of this. I promise I'll never do this again kind of thing. Or I would pray, please, can I win the lottery? You know, stuff like that. I've learned from being there for the 7 months I've been there that I've learned that I can't run on my will. Whatever I've been doing for the past 46 years has not been working. So I kind of had the gift of desperation. I was broken, hopeless, and but now I'm full of hope. I just like a weight's been lifted off of me, and I learned how to pray. Like, I feel like I have a relationship with God now. I don't foxhole pray. I don't, you know, ask him to get me out of this mess. I ask for his guidance. I tell him I can't do this. I need you. Just guide me. Mm-hmm. Give me strength. Give me serenity. Give me wisdom, and give me courage. That's what I pray for at night.
And so for both of you, would you say that's an everyday occurrence, you're praying pretty much every
several
day?
Several times a day.
And is that something you see yourself doing once you get out?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's another dimension to your, well, at least you, for Jennifer, you were already praying, but you call it foxhole praying, meaning like get me out of here. Get me out of trouble. Yes. This is very different.
Okay. Very different.
Okay.
I don't really have a supportive family. I don't get visits. The staff and the girls at the Good News Home have become my family. I mean, that's my home for now.
So tell us a little bit about, tell me about what addiction you're dealing with, if you don't mind.
Alcoholism. I do have drugs in my story, but it was the alcohol that...
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. And how long would you say you've been sober, clean and sober now?
I have been sober for 8 months.
Okay. Right. And you? How long have you been in the Good News Home for women?
The Good News Home, 7 months.
Oh, okay.
I was in a program before for a month.
Right. Okay. So that's a long time. Are you, now she had said you can be there till, not Maria said you can be there for 18 months. Who determines when someone's ready to go, Maria? Could you?
The decision, we have an open door policy. Each individual is assessed and counselor team looks at the person's needs, what they are, what they've worked through during the course of the time that they've been there.
Okay.
The length of stay initially is dependent upon the individual as to how long they would like to commit to being there.
Mm-hmm.
Once the person is there, sometimes they'll commit to 90 days, and then when their 90 days are coming up, the individual will have a change of mind after counseling with their primary counselor. And getting feedback in regard to some of the issues that they may not have addressed as of yet that really needs to be looked at. And a person will rethink their stay and decide to stay longer to work on some of those areas prior to leaving. So it varies.
Okay.
The level, the length of time a person has been actively using. A lot of different aspects are looked at. To determine the length of time a person may need to be there to get them established in the community and also help provide the person with a continuum of care once they leave.
Okay, now, for example, Jacqueline, you said you had been there before.
Yes.
Okay, so when you came in this time, how long did you commit to stay? Did you commit to longer than 90 days?
I did. Actually, from the very first time I came, I knew I needed more than 90 days. You know, I've been using for years. 90 days out of my life is nothing compared to all the years that I have been using. They make this program a long-term facility for the very fact that you can't be healed in 28 days. I don't believe that at all, and I know it for a fact that it doesn't work because I've been in plenty of them.
Right. I've heard that quite a bit from various people. So did you commit to a year, or what term did you commit to?
I haven't committed to anything specifically. You know, like I said, I've only been there for a month and a half.
Okay.
I'm kind of just playing it by ear, and, you know, I didn't commit to 90 days or anything.
Okay.
You know, that's also the good thing about this program, that they don't demand that you meet some sort of, you know, date or anything, because it's ultimately up to you and how you work your recovery.
Okay. What about you, Jennifer? You've said you've been there, I believe, 7 months.
Yes.
Seven months. How long?
I don't have a plan
next
to
move.
Leave.
Okay.
I wasn't planning staying this long, but I've been like really delving into like why I am the way I am, and I'm you know starting to work through it. So I'll probably be there a year. I mean, I'm not going to put like any pressure on myself. I'm just going to let it unfold the way it's supposed to fold, because I pray, you know, every night. And
do you feel a progress?
Absolutely.
How do you measure that? I mean, obviously you're not drinking, but what about other things?
I feel like they've given me a toolbox, and I fill up the toolbox with coping skills and stuff that I never had before.
Right.
Yeah, they teach us relapse prevention and certain behaviors. Like I can see in myself that I can work on and change. But I can. My counselor says she sees progress in me. And yeah, I really think I...
Tell me a tool that you like a lot that's been helpful for you.
Well, I'm starting to build a network of sober women.
Okay.
I'm going to eventually get a sponsor. I just got approved to start networking with some great women. There's some great women and some great sobriety in around Flemington area. And just like reaching out and asking for help. I had a problem with that. I could do it myself. I don't need anybody. But that's not true. I can't do it on my own. I can't keep everything inside. Like, I have to ask somebody, hey, I can't do this. I need some help.
Mm-hmm. What about meetings? Do you go to AA meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
We go to AA and NA meetings a couple times a week.
Okay,
if we don't have prior fellowship with somebody else. But yes, we do get to a few meetings a week.
So how often if someone feels like they want to go every single day, can they do that?
Unfortunately not. We have a monthly calendar that comes out in the beginning of the month.
Okay.
And there's different individuals in the community, different groups that call in, that invite the women to fellowship with them. And they go to various places. Sometimes they'll go to an evening movie. They'll go to a play aside from an AA or an NA meeting. So the calendar varies from month to month. We try to get in 4 to 5 meetings a week so that the women are exposed to the various meetings in the community mm-hmm. to kind of get comfortable and familiar with the individuals who are going to the meetings in hopes that they'll find either a sponsor that they're going to stay with or a mm-hmm. temporary sponsor that they can start calling, communicating with, and eventually going out to various meetings with their sponsor, aside from going out to meetings with the house.
Okay, now, Jacqueline, was it difficult for you to ask for help, or did you want help?
Yes, it was very difficult to come back and ask for help again. You know, the first time I came to the Good News Home, you know, it was new, and it was the first time I was trying to get sober, and I was filled with hope after being here for a little while, and, you know, my doors were opening, my life was changing, and when I left this program the first time, it was the first time ever that I was able to maintain any kind of sobriety. I decided to stay here in Flemington. I moved here, you know, I got a great job, got my own apartment. I was doing all the things that I always wanted to do. And, you know, when I relapsed, it was very difficult for me to come back here. I didn't want to. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to see that I didn't want them to see that I had failed. So, yes, it was very hard for me to ask for help. But I'm glad I came back. Because they welcomed me back.
Were there other places you went in between, or was this the last place that you had been to before
yes,
this?
Yes, there was. Before I came back here, I attempted to go to other state-run facilities, mm-hmm. and I left. I wasn't on my medication either. Medication is very important. That thank God this program allows us to keep up with and maintain, and it's a very important part of the. Our stay here because I have been in programs before that mm-hmm. don't let you take your medication and it doesn't help.
Tell me a little bit. I'm not really familiar with what type of medication.
And
was this for mental health,
yes.
health issues or more?
Yes, mental
health
issues.
Anti-heroin, some type of methadone or something?
No.
Okay.
After you go to detox, you're not on any type of detoxification medication mm-hmm. or anything like that. I mean more for the mental health aspect
okay,
of it.
Sure.
You know, they do the counseling along with the mm-hmm. medication, which is very helpful. But, yes, I went to two or three other facilities that I was there, and I left and before getting a bed here.
Okay, so you found a prescription that seems to work well for you to kind of keep you stable. You were dealing with some depression issues.
Yes,
that type
I've,
of thing.
I've been diagnosed with major depression
mm-hmm.
Since I was young. And And yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's been working.
So, Maria, I have a question now. I don't, well, I'm sorry, let me jump. Jennifer, are you from this area originally, or are you from a different area?
I'm from Salem County.
Okay, right. How important is it to stay as far away as they can from where they originally started? I know you mentioned that, Jacqueline. Do you try to keep them in this area?
We work with the women and help the women decide what they feel is best for their self. Mm-hmm. The primary counselor presents the situation, people, places, and things.
Right.
A lot of times when you go back to the same element,
yeah.
it leaves an individual prone to relapse,
right.
especially if you don't have a strong support system mm-hmm. in that community that right. you're going back to, because
mm-hmm.
it's very easy for someone to relapse who is essentially new in recovery.
Sure. That's the most vulnerable part when they first get out,
right? And it is. It is. Yeah. It's a very critical period in a person's life
right.
when they're trying to bridge that gap between
right.
leaving here and going back
mm-hmm.
into the community, whether they go back to the area that they initially came from
mm-hmm.
or start anew. It's important to have a foundation with the support system in place
right.
so that when you feel vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
need somebody to talk to, you have those doors open and the individual's there to bridge that gap and help the individual walk through whatever it is they're dealing with at that moment. People, places, and things, every program weighs emphasis on that
right.
Because familiarity. We have a tendency to do what we knew how to do best
mm-hmm.
and when we're not feeling so well, so great about things that may not be following through as fast as we would like things to work out for ourselves, have a tendency to kind of want to medicate to feel better about the situation.
Right.
And so what does a person do? They have a tendency to revert back to old behavioral patterns
mm-hmm.
because that's what the person learned to do and has in the past become conditioned to doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason the women are essentially here, to learn new coping skills,
mm-hmm.
To understand the disease of addiction, to understand the triggers that go along with it and the different emotions that awaken, the different thought patterns that arise, so that they can learn how to negate and follow through in a different way where it doesn't compromise their well-being
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't lead them back into picking up their choice of substance, be it alcohol or a substance.
Okay. I'm going to ask Jennifer, since you've been in the longest this time, what do you see as your ideal situation and your ideal future?
Reen, I have an 11-year-old son. I have a very strained relationship with my parents and my sister. I'm hoping to rebuild that relationship and gain the trust back that they've lost. And just reunite with myself, or my son, I'm sorry. Just live on my own, have my own place, job, car,
mm-hmm.
and get
okay.
my son back.
Okay. So I assume that would be back in, was it Salem County?
Salem County.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
The longer I stay here, I'm comfortable here.
Okay.
We do go to the meetings. We go to pretty much the same ones. So
mm-hmm.
And now that I'm allowed to branch out and network and talk to some of the women, I feel more comfortable here because just like Maria said, people, places, and things. I don't want to set myself up for failure by going back to the same people, places, and things.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So I'm thinking people, places, things. How important are jobs, getting jobs when you get out of here?
Yes, that's very important. I wanted to be able to live on my own,
mm-hmm.
Take care of everything myself.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you have job training or you help the people get job training. You might not have it right on site. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Maria?
Oh, we do. And again, it goes back to the team and their primary counselor as to when their primary counselor feels that the individual is ready to start branching out, be it going to school or learning a trade that they would like to pursue once they leave here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll make arrangements to have the individual assessed at the center to see what area would be best for them to follow through on. And then the person will decide what they would like to pursue down the line. We've sent individuals to cosmetology class. We've sent women to obtain their GEDs. Mm-hmm. So we try to get all those needs met prior to discharge,
right,
so that by the time the person gets ready to leave here, they have the majority of what they need already in place. They've become comfortable already with the environment, be it if they're going to school or if they're in the community volunteering or working in some area or starting to attend college. Mm-hmm. So it varies from person to person as to what they would like to do. And then the mm-hmm. primary counselor works along with her to get those needs met for them.
Right. How much, is there much or any follow-up after they leave?
We provide a continuum of care so that if a person, once she leaves here, would like to continue counseling, she can come back to counsel individually with her primary counselor, mm-hmm. Or we help the person get established in another facility to do a continuum of care with IOP or some other program mm-hmm. that they have out in the community.
Okay. So I'm going to ask each of you if you're... Jacqueline, what are you aiming for in terms of your next move job-wise, and are you training for anything?
At the moment, I want to be here as long as possible. I want this to be the last program that I ever have to go to. And after this, I want to do the halfway house.
Okay.
And then continue. You know, I want to do something different than I've done every other time.
Right.
I've never done a halfway house
before?
No, I've never done a halfway house.
Right.
You know, I always kind of just left and thought, you know, oh, okay, I can be a normal person again. I'm going to get it. And that's what I did the last time. You know, I took on so many responsibilities at once.
Right.
Because I was trying to do everything fast that I thought, you know, someone my age should have. And I really just overwhelmed myself.
Yeah, I understand.
So, yes, I would love to go into a halfway house and kind of just prolong my treatment as long as I can. Because, I mean, what bad could come out of that?
Right. So the idea is it's just much more gradual.
Yeah, kind of just taking it
dropping off a cliff or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any types of work that you like to do or do you think you're really good at?
I would like to work with animals. After I got my GED when I was 17, I wanted to go to school to study to be a vet tech.
Uh-huh.
But obviously none of that ever happened. I did get my pharmacy technician license when I left here the first time. So I was doing that for a while. So I plan on going back to school for that. I would love to do something with animals.
Oh, okay. All right. How about you? What?
I actually have an appointment to take the testing to see kind of where I should go.
Mm-hmm.
I have a background in medical assistant phlebotomy EKG,
okay.
But my addiction got in the way of that. So I'm going to see if maybe that's the way I want to go, but it's in the works. And I'm going to start tomorrow actually volunteering 2 days a week.
Oh, how wonderful.
At a horse farm, I'm excited. Yeah.
Oh, wow, a horse farm. That sounds good for you, too.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Do you ride horses, either of you?
I have, yes.
Okay.
I have,
okay.
Too, yes.
So let's talk about, let's say, what are some things you do every single day? And it is a battle every day, wouldn't you say? To just be strong.
Oh, yes, of course. You know, something that I need to do every day is that, you know, one of the things that I've learned is playing the tape through. You know, kind of just reminding myself, if I ever get down or anything like that, reminding myself, like, where it would lead me. Because I'm usually very impulsive, and something comes to mind and I act on it immediately, or I make a decision, I know, give myself a chance to really think it over. And that's one of my biggest issues that I struggle with. You know, I'm my own worst enemy. I set myself up for failure a lot, and what I need to do and what I have learned to start doing here is kind of just taking a step back and either talking to someone else in the house, or, you know, I've talked to Maria a couple of times, and just kind of playing everything through in my head and of how the situation would go. And that has helped a lot, you know, without making any rash decisions or, you know, on my days that I do get depressed, you know, not letting those thoughts overwhelm me and kind of, you know, because for me, it's very easy for me to just say, you know what I mean, forget it and kind of throw everything away, because I've been so used to doing that. So playing the tape through for me every day is...
So, okay, let's talk about this tape. Are you talking about something you were taught and you're doing it in your head? Or are you talking about an actual tape?
Yes, it's something in my head that I do where, you know, let's say if I do think about going to go use, I kind of have to sit back and just be like, all right, so let's say I do walk out these doors right now and I do, you know, find a way to get back home or wherever, find a way to go pick up. What's going to happen after that one time that I pick up? You know, let's say I run out of money or anything like that, or anything happens. You know, I'm lucky to be alive today, and I'm lucky to be where I'm at today. Because when I mentioned that I lived in Patterson, I slept on a bench in Patterson. I wasn't actually living somewhere in Patterson. So, you know, I got very lucky, you know, to be here today. And, you know, anything could happen if I go back out. I might not have another chance to go to another facility. And so I have to keep reminding myself of that. And that's what I play through in my mind every day, you know, that this is, you know, this is just a conscious decision that I need to make every day, to just continue to put one foot in front of the other and keep working the program that I'm working in here, because I don't know how many more chances I'm going to get, you know, to do this.
Sounds good. Tell me about how you got this tape done. Did you have a lot of people help you, or was it one person in particular?
No, I mean, a lot of people I've talked to, and, you know, we've kind of sat through together, especially when I've been in, you know, one of my fits or something that I'm, you know, I'm decided, or when I feel hopeless. You know what I mean? Where people kind of have sat me down and been like, think about your family. You know, I have a very supportive family, thank God.
Okay.
You know, I have two older sisters, my mom and my dad. And my dad specifically is always there. He has never turned his back on me no matter what. And, you know, and it would be devastating to them if anything were to happen to me. And, you know, I always have to, you know, that's what's held me back from really... you know, doing anything rash, is the love that I know that my family has for me, and, you know, all the hope and faith that they have in me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of people have helped me.
Okay. I guess we only have 1 or 2 minutes left, believe it or not. It's about 6 minutes before the hour. Who wants to say something that we haven't covered that you think is important? Maybe to help somebody else who might be going through something like this, and we do want to give the contact information.
Oh, yeah. If you just feel like you're helpless and there's no hope, there really is. Call the Good News Home. They will help you with so many aspects. I can't even count all the things that they've helped me with. They have really made me grow as a person. I've grown more in the 7 months that I've been at the Good News Home than I ever have.
It really sounds like a fabulous support system.
It really is. They're my family. Yeah, they really are.
Sure. Maria, why don't we give some contact information for people who want to know more about the program?
Anybody who's interested in a program, obtaining information, or just feel a need to talk, or they're looking to get help for a family member, a friend, or their loved one, can always call of the facility. There's someone available 24 hours a day who answers your phone, whether it's at the residential part or the administrative part. There's always someone available to talk to an individual, to provide information, or to do a phone screen with someone who's looking to get help for themselves and are seeking admission into a facility to be able to do that. Our phone number is 908-806-4220. That's the main number. Anybody who calls that main number will be directed to any area the person is looking to speak to someone with, be it an admission or just to obtain information about the facility. Aside from calling that number, they can also get on to the internet and log in, goodnewshomeforwomen.org, and that will pull up information about the program, what the program provides, and what we have available.
Okay, I want to repeat that. We have 908-806-4220.
Correct.
And it's the goodnewshomeforwomen.org.
Yes.
And I want to thank you all for coming here today. It's really appreciate your having the courage to tell your stories. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you, Maria.
And thank you, Tracy, for having us.
Great. Okay. Have a good day now.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
As you rightly said, those are Democratic demands, not as they're often portrayed that the Republicans only make demands, whereas Democrats negotiate. And Senator Durbin's DREAM Act would cost $26 billion, according to the National Budget Office.
Senator Tom Cotton on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, when asked about Democrats and their unwillingness to budge on their position regarding DACA. Of course, President Trump is hoping to get funding for a border wall. Cotton continued with some advice for Senator Dick Durbin.
Senator Durbin should reconsider who's making unreasonable, costly demands if he's criticizing the president for requesting $18 billion to secure our southern border.
Elsewhere today, President Trump is in Nashville, Tennessee, where he is expected within the hour to give a speech on the economy. And the final game for the college football season will take place just about 6 hours from now. The college football playoff national championship tonight between Georgia and Alabama kicks off right after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the
the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Much is being made about President Trump's tax cuts and who will actually benefit from them. Jim Engel is the CEO of Aquesta. Engel talks about the growth of his company and why he gave all his employees a bonus.
We would not have grown from basically a concept 11 years ago to $400 million